We'll be right back. done. I face the quakes, the wind, the fire. I've conquered country, crown and throne. Why can't I cross this river? Pay no mind to the battles you've won. It would take a lot more than rage and muscle. Take a lot more than words and guns.
baptismal, cataclysmic, volcanic. These old bones dance in a burning ash cloud, laughing, scattering to the wind, unsettling the deadly mud flow. Bury me with the villagers, together we watch the roots grow. Behold, this old earth beast, architectural, chronological, we bond of a cyclical line. Lyric story time, we gather. I claw heavy fossils from the strata, the spiraling avalanche left. The legacy legends have it, recording the sacred facts, a mathematic, eternally echoing history's elaborate labyrinth. His life mastered countless disasters, outlasted, miraculous and fantastic, raised by a savage planet. We're all organized masses of blasted cosmic fragments. Know that in all the galactic vastness, light holds substance, but the empty darkness defines it. So it was that death's hand gave shape to the clay and fired it. Which is why in the driest deserts, the darkest caverns, and the crushing blackness of the ocean's abyssal chasms, ancient creatures thrive, all climbing toward higher orders of life. For just before our cosmos was born, a multitude of older cosmoses died. And just before those cosmoses were born, even older cosmoses died. And just before those, our home is born. And forever will be an endless cycle of self-destruction. Sifting through dust and rubble, and I pray, may you be bold. Hold your torch high through the cave, and behold the shadowy stars told by the flickering flames. These old hearts hold a primeval pulse that remains every age. And even the smallest living things who fall, so-called prophets who proclaim the end of days. Life was forged by volcanoes, droughts, wildfires, tsunamis, comets, predation, and plague. And all is what we live for and await their doom. I say it's time to acknowledge the monstrous mastodons in the room. My apologies, but these 3,000-year-old trees pay no heed to your feelings and philosophies. They exist and have existed and will continue to persist long after feeble people cease to resist this glorious story to which they bear witness. Neither myths nor scriptures of men have told the tales of fearsome asses written in the stone. Yet the descendants of monsters that left their bones still thrive and grow, working in good today, reach tomorrow. But for those who will never listen so close, it's clearly whispering how the future ripples forth in the patterns of the past. Know that if you've ever yelled out in a canyon, then you've heard me yelling back. Now how few times I have to travel past the yeti line before we realize we matter to travel.
Now I am the Covenant, the destroyer of worlds.
Cycles of self-destruction and recreation.